Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brishus Rabbi Schreier. The Gemara in Menachas Daf Tzadi Tesamud Beis is something we've been discussing the last couple of days, but now let's get into the Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara says there, based on a pasuk in our Parsha, Amar Reish Lakish Kolam Meshakeach Dabar Echad Mitalmudo Over Belav. Anyone who forgets something which they have learned is in violation of a lav, of a losa, say, Shanemar Hishamar Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Miod Pentishka Chesadvarim, that a person has to make sure not to forget the Torah that they learned. Says the Gemara, "K'der Rabbah in Amar Abilah, Damar Rabbah in Amar Abilah, Kamakim Shemar Hishamer Pen Ve'al, Eino Ela Lo Saseh." Anytime the Torah uses the phraseology of Hishamer Pen or Al, it means that we're describing a Lo Saseh, a negative commandment, and therefore over here the Gemara says, since it says Hishamer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Miyod, Hishamer means a Lo Saseh, which teaches us that a person has to make sure not to forget their learning. Says the Gemara, so you might think, let's say I'm so busy working, and I don't have a chance to sit and review everything I learned, so of course I'm going to forget what I learned in yeshiva 40 years ago. So what do you want from me? That's an onus. What can I do? I don't have a chance to learn all day. Or if I get to a stage where I'm not well anymore and I can't remember the learning that I learned, you might think I'm also in violation of this lo saseh. Says the Gemara, no. Tamalamar pen yasuru milavavecha, that shemasiram milibo hakasa medaber. We're talking about a person who actively makes himself lose the Torah that they learned, that they used to know before. That's the only time you're in violation of this iser. However, if for some onus, for some reason that's not really a fault of your own, you lose the learning that you've learned, that would not be considered a violation of a lo saseh. Now, there's a machlokas harishonim. What exactly is the reason why one is not allowed to forget the learning? What's the reasoning behind this law? Where did it come from? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes a very practical reason. Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason why is as follows. Because we're afraid, we're afraid that maybe you're going to paskin a shaila based on something that you learned 35 years ago, and you haven't chazered ever since, and you really don't know clearly what you learned then. So therefore he says, you're going to say, yeah, I remember when I was in yeshiva, I remember when I was in the shir, this is what the Rebbe said, now someone's going to have a similar case, you're going to say, yep, I remember this is what he paskin, and this is what you should do. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, "V'yeser hamuter v'yater ha'aser." You are mistakenly going to say that something which is really aser, you're going to think that it's muter, or something that is really muter, you're going to say that it's aser. "V'nimtzes takala ba al yado," and you are going to cause somebody to make a mistake, either yourself or someone else. "V'nikra posheya," and you are considered a posheya mipnei sheshigigas talmud ola zadun. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, very practical reason. You have to make sure not to forget the learning that you've learned because it can lead you to paskin a shaila incorrectly. And it doesn't mean that you're a posik. It means anybody. Maybe someone's going to have a shaila in talamutter one day in the middle of davening. You happen to be sitting next to them. You think the halacha is as follows because you think that's what you learned, but really you're not remembering correctly. So you're going to be paskining the shaila incorrectly, and that's going to lead to the person making a mistake. Says Rabbi Niyona, that's why our posik says, Hisham lecha shmanav shechamiyod, there's a mitzvah lo saseh to go and forget the learning that we've learned. However, one of the other Rishonim, the Rashbats, disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says no, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, on Mishnah, that says that a person who forgets the learning is harezeh ki'ilu mischayev b'nafsho, it's as if you're worthy of losing your life. Says the Rashbats, no, that's not the reason. A much more fundamental reason why you're not allowed to forget your learning. And that goes as follows. De'eino nira, I don't agree with Rabbeinu Yonah that says she'yachiv m'pnei shikagas hara. I don't agree that the reason why you have to make sure to remember your learning is because maybe you'll make an incorrect psak later on in life. I don't understand. He says, the Gemara says very clearly that if a person, let's say, gets to a stage, they get old, or you're busy at work and you can't remember all the learning and you can't chazer all the time. So the Gemara says, clearly you're not in violation of the Isser. What do you mean? If the nature of the Isser is like Rabbeinu Yonah said, that maybe you're going to mistakenly paskin a shaila wrong, then what does it make a difference what the reason why you forgot was? Bottom line, in the end of the day, if you forgot and you don't know the halacha and somebody asks you a shaila, you're going to say the wrong thing. So why should it make a difference what the reason why you forgot was? You should be in violation of the law either way. Therefore, he says, "Aval nira shumeschay benafsho mipnei hashikcha atzma." Says the Rashbats, no, it's a more fundamental reason. You're learning Torah and you're going to go and forget it? How could it be? It's mipnei hashikcha atzma. You're showing how you're disrespectful of the Torah itself. You don't value the Torah that you're learning, and that's why you can forget it. Can you imagine a person would forget his own birthday? Can you imagine a person would forget when his anniversary was? No such thing. So therefore, says the Rashbats, you wouldn't forget things that are important to you, and therefore he says, the violation here is because of Mnei HaShikcha Atzma, Shehaisa Imo HaTorah Mishamrasa Meha Meha Maves, V'shikcha b'pshiyusa. We assume that if you go ahead and you forget the Torah that you learned, it shows that you don't care enough. And if you don't care enough, that is the violation itself. You're showing that the Torah was not chashuv enough to you, and that's why you forgot it. There's a fascinating discussion that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld has about this, about the nature of this Isser, and he discusses the following. We have a Gemara in Horius Daf Yud Gimel that says there are a list of things that a person does. If they do them, you are going to forget. It's kasha l'shikcha. It's not good for your memory if you do the following things. Says the Gemara number one. Ha'ochel mimasha ochel achbar. If you see that a mouse went around and ate something in your house, and then you go and eat the remnants of what the mouse left over, that's not a good thing to do. And if you go ahead and you eat it, I don't know, I would be disgusted to eat it, but if you eat it anyway, the Gemara says it's kasha l'shikcha. That's not good for your memory. Says the Gemara number two. Mimasha ochel chatul. Let's say you have a cat running around the house, and the cat takes nibbles out of your crackers, takes nibbles out of the cheese, different things, and now you say, oh, there's just a little piece of the cheese that's eaten from, but I'll go and eat the rest. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a good idea. Why? Because it's not good for your memory. Ha'ocha leiv shevlehema ha'ragel b'zeisim, people who eat olives, which is a question nawadays. Everybody eats olives, okay? Ha'shosa mayim shashiyurei rechza, if I go ahead and I drink the bath water after taking a bath. Or ha'rochitz raglav zu agav zu. Fine, the Gemara has this strange list of things. Now the Gemara says, afa meniach kelev tachas merash. Even somebody who puts their clothing under the bed when they go to sleep, which is a whole discussion that the Achronim have. How can we say in Maseches Tamid, the Gemara says that the Kohanim used to fold up their big day kahuna at night and put it underneath the pillow. That would serve as their pillow for them when they went to sleep. So how are they allowed to do that? If in fact the Gemara says it's kasha l'shikcha, it's not good for your memory. Okay, a whole discussion, not for right now. Then in Arachayim, in Siman Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes, there's a whole list of other things also that a person should make sure not to do. For example, somebody who doesn't wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning, or somebody who goes after a shower and doesn't wash their hands Netilas Yadayim, or someone who cuts their fingernails and doesn't wash their hands after doing so, says the Gemara, somebody who does that, Im Talmud Chacham Hu Talmud HaBishkachach. If you are a Talmud Chacham, you're going to forget your learning because these are things that we assume are kasha l'shikcha. They're not good for your memory. Whatever the reason is, this is what Chazal had a Mesorah as understanding. It's important to point out, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes that in that list in the Shulchan Aruch writes that also a person should not put on two articles of clothing at the same time. You shouldn't be malbish two articles of clothing at the same time. I'm not sure what the reason is, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mishneh Berurah quotes it as well. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach pointed out that really we don't understand all of this. We don't really understand if medically it's true. We don't really understand what Chazal meant when they gave us all these rules. And therefore Reb Shlomo Zalman says there were those that wanted to extend it and say the same way you're not allowed to put on two articles of clothing at the same time, so too you're not allowed to take off two articles of clothing at the same time. And he said, no, I don't think that's appropriate to extend it. It's hard enough to understand the halacha in the first place. It's hard enough to make sense out of what Chazal told us in the first place when we know that people eat olives all the time and they don't seem to be losing their memory. People are not washing their hands all the time. We don't seem to be losing memory over that. So Shlomo Zalman says it's hard enough for us to understand what Chazal said. Now you're going to go and extend it to something that Chazal didn't say. You're going to say, well, the same way you're not allowed to put on two articles of clothing at the same time, so too you're not allowed to take off. He thinks that's an inappropriate extension to make. And therefore Shlomo Zalman says, let's keep it as it is. A person would absolutely be allowed to take off two articles of clothing at the same time. Okay, interesting, just once we're talking on the issue. So the Chazon Ish actually was quoted as saying, his Talmidim said that he was famous for saying that if a Talmud Chacham goes ahead and violates any of these things that the Shulchan Aruch says, or if he violates anything that the Gemara says, for example, you eat the leftovers that a cat ate, or you go ahead and you don't wash your hands after you cut your fingernails, or you don't wash your hands after you take a shower, any of those things, he says you'll be in violation of an Esei De'araisa V'Yishamer Lecha. Why? Because the Gemara tells you that if you do any of these things, you're going to have a weak memory. And he says, we have a halacha over here, one has to make sure not to forget the learning that they learn. Well, says the Chazon Ish, if you actively go ahead and do one of these things, which the Torah says don't do, why? Because Chazal told us if you do this, you're going to lose your memory. Well, what do you mean? How are you allowed to do it? It's going to cause lose your memory. And the original Gemara says, "B'meisiram me'libo akasam edaber." A person who actively goes ahead and tries to forget something, that's when you violate the Isser. Says the Chazon Ish, "Ein lecha meisir me'libo gadam izeh." You are actively doing something which you know will weaken your memory. So of course you're going to forget some Torah that you learned, says the Chazon Ish. Therefore you are not allowed to do any of these things. The Gemara is not just giving an Eitzah. The Gemara is not just saying, well, it's not advisable to do it. The Gemara is actually saying it's an Isser to do it. Why? Because you might forget the learning that you've learned, and that would be a violation of Yishamer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha. However, the Acharonim quote that the Sefer Hasidim says clearly not so. Why the Sefer Hasidim, which normally Sefer Hasidim is generally quoted by the Acharonim as having very not outlandish, but very extreme type of chumras for chassidim anshei ma'aseh, for people who are holding on a level which is much more extreme, much more beyond what most of us are capable of doing. But here the Sefer Chassidim says not like that. The Sefer Chassidim writes a story. Echad shal mei chacham. This is the lashon of the Sefer Chassidim. Somebody once asked Va'amar, Achbarim achlu milachmai. There were ants, there were rodents who went ahead and ate from my bread. Im ucha lechem en alechem. So he comes to ask the Sefer Chassidim a shaila, am I allowed to go ahead and eat the bread because there were you know, some rats that came and ate from my bread? So nowadays we would say, we don't want to eat it anyway. To us, it's repulsive. However, he says that this is the shaila he got. Amarlei v'lamalo tochal. So Rabbi Yudah Chassid says, I don't understand the question. Why wouldn't you eat it? Just because somebody took a bite out of it, because an animal was involved in your bread? Why is that a reason not to eat it? Amarlei says, well, I'm concerned. The Gemara says, in Hari Yisdaf Yud Gimel, pen ashkach talmudai. Maybe I'll forget that which I learned. So I have to be concerned about it. Maybe I shouldn't do it. V'ani nizar milecho kol masha meshakach talmud. But now I'm starving, so I don't know what to do. I had one piece of bread on the table. That's what I was relying on for my meal. Now an animal came and took a bite out of it. The Gemara says you shouldn't do it. So what should I do? So he says, Amar lehachacham, Rabbi Yudah Chassid answers him, you're not going to be in violation of this isser of forgetting your learning unless you actively go ahead and forget it. But over here, that's not what you're doing. All you're doing is you're eating something that the Gemara says is not good for your memory. Now I see that you're so worried about this thing that the Gemara says maybe is going to make you lose your memory, you're being mevatel so much more Torah like this. Says Sefer Chassidim, you have to think, when you're asking a shaila, am I really asking the proper thing? Does it really make sense what I'm asking? Now you're going around all day long, you're starving, you have nothing to eat. Now you're going running around for a rabbi to ask the shaila to. Meanwhile, you should have just forgotten about what you were worried about, gone ahead with your day, ate what you weren't supposed to eat. Doesn't mean you could go eat machalas asuras. It just means over here you're trying to take a chumer upon yourself, but it's an inappropriate chumer. And says the Sefer Chassidim, he ends off mutav lecha shelo ha'isa nizar midvarim hamishakhim. It would have been better if you wouldn't have worried about this list that the Gemara gives about things that you might forget, you might lose your memory over. Kedei shatishtakach dvarim b'telim shata osik b'hem. This way you would forget about the silly things that you're bothered with, that you're wasting your time worrying about. So the Sefer Chassidim writes clearly, not like the Chazon Ish, that even if a person goes ahead and outright eats those foods, eats those items that the Gemara says are kasha l'shikha, not good for your memory, you would not be in violation of this isra of pentishka chasadvar masharoe necha. There's yet a very important discussion also that shows up, that the Brisker Rav has on Chumash. The Brisker Rav quotes from Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Kesa Rosh, in which he says the following, that he says, Zekoi, this halacha of Hashokheach Dabar Echad Mimishnasa was referring to Al Harishonim. This is not referring to our generation, this is referring to years ago, generations ago. Why? Why does it not apply anymore? It's referring to the Rishonim Shalomdu Balpeh. They never had any written books. Now this is a new phenomenon that we have written Svarim. So he says, this whole halacha is talking about, no, that's for the generation when they didn't have any Svarim. So we're afraid, Bahabir Bazeh, the reason is, De Iker Azharazu Al Hatarash Balpeh, says the Brisker Rav. Why did Reb Chaim Volozhiner assume it doesn't apply anymore? Because the whole Isser we're concerned is maybe you'll forget the Tarash Balpeh, where nobody wrote it down. So you're going to forget it, you're not going to remember it clearly, that's going to be a major problem. Hanim Seres Midar Ladar, we need that to be given on from generation to generation. That's what it means, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, says the Brisker Rav, Hashokheach Dabar Echad Mi Mishnaso. Somebody forgets a Mishnah, Torah Shebal Peh. That's when you're in violation. However, he says, Dehainu Torah Shebal Peh. Aval Acha Shekvar Nechtem HaTalmud. Nowadays, and we already have printed Svarim, we have art scroll Gemaras, we have everything written. What's the difference? You're going to forget it? So, life will move on without you remembering it. Everyone can read their own Svarim. Everyone can look up things on their own. What do they need me for? Therefore, he says, this would not apply anymore. V'nifsika HaKabbalah Shel Torah Shebal Peh Ishm Piyish. Now that we know that no longer do we rely on dar le dar on each generation teaching the next, we know that we can open our own svarim and learn. Shuv ein ze bechlal shocheach davar echad mimishnaso. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, says the Brisker Rav, this would not apply any longer because we have nothing to worry about. So what if you forget a halacha? We'll look up in the svarim, we'll find a halacha on our own. So this is the chiddush that Reb Chaim Volozhiner has and the Brisker Rav elaborates on. However, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, takes tremendous issue with this point, and he writes as follows. Which is interesting. He says, a person who forgets his learning because he didn't chazer, that's also somebody who's in violation. That's called Mesir Melibo. That's called your fault. That's not anybody else's fault, because you're expected to be responsible for what you learn. If you choose not to chazer, you know the only way to remember things is to review them. If you choose not to review, that's your problem. So that's number one. And then he says, V'gam achshav shenichtav Torah shebal peh. And he says, don't say like Reb Chaim V'lajner that nowadays the nature of the mitzvah changed. No. Achshav, even nowadays, shenichtav Torah shebal peh, even nowadays when we have Torah shebal peh, everything's written. Everything's here. You can look up the svarim on your own. You can look up all the halachas on your own. Still says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, V'yuchalayim b'svarim ha-sheshachach, ein zem mo'o klum. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Ki miyad sheshachach, right away when you forget the halacha, over belav kadam sheya'ayin. You're violating the law right away now when you forget it. What does it matter that you could look it up later? Right now you're in violation. So this is a very fundamental machlokas between the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim V'lajner on the one hand, who say that nowadays the whole mitzvah changed because we no longer have this concern of maybe we're going to forget the Torah because we have printed svarim, there's nothing to worry about. And that's what their medayik, hashocheach davar echad mimishnaso. Someone who forgets a line of Torah from the Mishnah, something that's Torah Shebal Peh, that's when you're in violation. However, they assume that nowadays when we have printed svarim, it would not be a problem. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav disagreed, and he said, no, the very fact that you forgot the Torah itself, that's a violation. It doesn't matter that later you can look it up and find it again. It doesn't make a difference. You're still going to be in violation. And I think this would really go back to the crux of the issue. The Rishonim had a machlokas, what is the reason for this Isser? Again, Rabbeinu Yonah said the reason for the Isser is because maybe someone's going to ask you a Shaila, and you're going to forget what really the answer is supposed to be, and you're going to paskin incorrectly. Well, if that's the nature of the whole Isser, then I understand that nowadays wouldn't apply. That's what the Brisker Rav, I think, is assuming. Why? Because nowadays, go look it up on your own. It used to be the case when somebody asked you a Shaila many, many years ago and there were no printed Svarim, you're going to rely on your own memory. That's what the Brisker Rav says. That's when it's an issue. But nowadays, when we have printed Svarim, you can look up in the Mishnah Berurah on your own. What do you need to rely on me? On the other hand, if you learn like the Rashbates, that the reason why the Isser applies in the first place is because it's the very fact that you're not respecting the Torah. It's the very fact that you're forgetting one thing that you learned. It shows you don't respect what you did. You would never forget your anniversary. You would never forget things that are important to you. So how can you forget a word of Torah that you learned? If that's the understanding in the Isser, then it would make sense that even Bizman Hazeh, what does it matter that we have printed Svarim? You're showing a lack of respect for the Torah. You're showing that you don't care enough to remember that which you learned. You're showing that you're not responsible for the Torah. That shows a lack of respect. And perhaps this machlokas, the Brisker Rav, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav really goes back to that original Machlokas HaRishon, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashbates about what the crux of the whole Isser actually is. Perhaps we'll continue a little bit tomorrow. There's more to say about this point as well.